You have somehow made your way to the very first episode of the On the Fritz podcast, which is currently being recorded live inside of a VW bug outside of the house where I'm staying. Now, this is not my car. I didn't steal it. It's my cousin's car. But the reason I came to my car to record this beginning, opening of the very first On the Fritz podcast is because there is a classic car show going on in what's called the Park Strip, which is just across the street, basically, from where I am staying. You'll find out through subsequent episodes that I will probably broadcast from different places because I'm quite nomadic. But at the moment, I'm in Anchorage, Alaska. So I figured, why not join the party and contribute my own little podcast that five people can listen to? Oh, I'm discovering that what I thought was a brilliant idea is turning into Susan dies in a car recording her first podcast of overheating. So I'm going to roll down the window. Oh my gosh, it's hot in here. So that kind of defeats the purpose. So hold on, I'm just going to sit here for a minute. Okay, I'm back. I had to pause for a minute because I was roasting. It's roasting in here. The very first episode is something I'm going to call Linda Looks Up Home Remedies for Stings. Now, Linda is my mom. She's freaking hilarious. And I didn't tell her that I was recording. So what happened is I had been taking a walk, land of the midnight sun and all. I was taking a walk. It was probably around, it was probably a little after 11 by the time I got home. I was stung by a wasp, and I didn't know it was a wasp. I thought it was a tiny terrorist with a knife is what I thought it was. But it turns out it was a wasp. There was a wasp nest. I didn't know this at the time, though. So I came into the house, and the first thing I thought of was, I gotta call my mom. She's the only one who can not help me, but tell me what to do. She's thousands of miles away, at least a thousand. I don't know how far is Oregon from Alaska. There's people looking at me. There's a mom and her. She looks like a cheerleader. Oh, yeah, I'm on a microphone. Anyway, so I called my mom up. And so what you're going to hear is kind of midway through the conversation, because all of a sudden I was like, I should be recording this. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to put the phone on speaker, put it in front of my MacBook Pro, and hit record. The result is just about like every conversation with my mom. Hilarious. It also sounds a bit like two humans having two separate conversations, which is also very common when my mom and I talk on the phone. Okay, so I've rolled up the window. I'm going to get out of the car, and I'm going to let you enjoy the first episode of the On the Fritz podcast, where Linda looks up home remedies for stings.
I want to see what it said about the
vinegar.
Yes. Okay, now this time I have bee sting on the bean. I don't usually have bean.
Oh. It's the same idea.
Okay, three bee sting treatments. Okay, let's see if they actually give them to us.
Hurry, because I can't breathe. Just kidding.
I thought to myself, if you feel funny, just go next door. Don't try to not bother her.
I know.
Well, for crying out loud, this is driving me insane. I remove a tick. I know how to remove a tick.
And then, you know, if the head gets stuck in your skin.
My horse had a tick stuck in it one time. And it was gigantic. I mean, if you can believe how big our horse tick would get. And I had to screw it out.
Ooh, I know. Ooh.
I got some gloves and I got a hold of the thing and twisted it, you know, until it came. Oh, I can't believe I did that, but it was just because I was so worried about my horse.
Oh, so gross.
Oh, yikes. Yeah.
I mean, I imagine it would just be like, put some vinegar on it, you know? It's not going to be like, shoot the vinegar in your vein or something.
I know. I just wanted to say it, and now I don't have anything. I'm treating the fries with Blistex. All this is that. That's all they show you. Netflix on the beasting page. Oh, my gosh. I can't stand it.
Just hurts. It's funny that it would hurt so much, but it does.
Yeah. Oh, I think they do. Yeah, I think they hurt. How to treat these things? People don't actually tell me. Oh, shoot. The one that had vinegar in it seems to have disappeared, of course.
I could always just put it on there and see what happens.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Okay, here. 11 ways to treat a bee sting. Okay.
All right.
Number one, ice. Number two,
fish in wrapped in a towel.
No, toothpaste.
What kind of toothpaste, though? Because I have the blue kind. I have the gel. Maybe it's paste that you need.
Three, vinegar, baking soda, or meat tenderizer.
Ooh. Oh, baking soda. Oh, there's some baking soda in the refrigerator that's like two years old. Maybe that would work.
Okay, you have to listen to this. If the bee that's stung is a honeybee, remove the stinger as soon as possible.
It's not a honeybee, yeah.
Do not pull it out with your fingers or tweezers. Doing so will squeeze more poison into the wound, making it hurt worse afterwards. Oh my gosh, it's to scrape it against
a credit card.
Scrape something against it with a fingernail or a credit card.
Yes.
Mean what it said.
I can't believe it.
I can't either.
Oh, my roommate Jason would be in trouble. He didn't have a credit card.
Oh, you can take ibuprofen or something for pain relief.
Great. That helps.
Apply dampened baking soda. Oh, God. Then I touched something and the words went away. Oh, I can't stand it. Oh, my gosh.
Criminy.
Mother Earth news.
Mother Earth news? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, it probably tells you to put apple cider vinegar on it. They tell you to do that for everything. I don't even like that, and I'm hippy dippy.
Well, now, since we don't know for sure, this one says three ways to cure insect stings.
It's an insect. Yeah. I don't know what, I don't think it's a bee.
So you don't know if it's a bee or not. So.
I mean, it could have been like a cobra. I don't know. That thing came out of nowhere. It was a cobra. It moved so fast it looked like a bee because it was a cobra. Or they don't have fangs. Where are the ones that's like a viper?
Oh, yeah.
In Texas, people were always getting, or in Austin, they were always getting like hurt by a black adder. No, I don't know. Isn't that a mystery? I don't, never mind.
Oh,
that's
adder?
Like Agatha Christie or something.
No, an adder is a snake.
Netflix. Watch a movie. It'll distract you from the pain, from the searing pain that you feel in your ankle.
I clicked on the thing that said 11 ways for, you know, to do a bee sting. And I got how to make a sling for your arm.
And if your arm is broken, that's when you should also go to the doctor. Unless you're trying to do an April Fool's joke like I did back in the day.
You know, I used to make slings all the time because I always wanted to have a broken arm. And I'd make a sling and just go around with my arm in a sling. Isn't that funny?
I didn't know you did that, too. You remember when I did that, right? Oh, that's so funny.
I don't know if I remember that.
It was going to be my big April Fool's joke. It was probably second or third grade. And I went to school with a sling, and it was not well received.
I think that would be funny.
Well, I mean, it probably just looked like what it was, which was that I wanted detention.
All right, we're back to the bee sting. Let's see what next. Look for allergic reaction. I think that would have happened already.
Yeah.
Take an ibuprofen for pain relief.
Fine.
Apply dampened baking soda to a bee sting area and release a church cup.
I mean, I could do that, but if you have expired baking soda, I don't know how useful that's going to be.
I don't know either, but if it doesn't bubble up, I suppose it wouldn't do too well. It might do some good. Apply one of the following remedies ordered from most effective to least effective.
Number one, Netflix movie.
Okay, number one is ice. Put it on the wrapped in fabric to be for 20 minutes. Home remedy two is toothpaste. Wait 15 minutes for the symptoms to be alleviated. It just looks like you rub it on the area. Chiropractic acupuncture is three.
That doesn't even make sense. Chiropractic acupuncture first, and then you're going to get stung. You're going to get stung by a needle instead of a bug.
Let's see. Okay, home remedy three. Oh, that was an ad.
Oh, great.
Okay, home remedy three. Vinegar, baking soda, and meat tenderizer. Mix vinegar, baking soda. Oh, you mixed them all.
Oh, shoot. I don't know that I have access to meat tenderizer.
That's probably, it says meat tenderizer contains an enzyme called papain that can break down toxins in bee venom.
Oh.
This mixture will make you smell like an antipasto sampler.
Just what I always wanted. And then I'll take another walk and attract the moose. It'll make you smell like an... There's like a comedian writing that.
Yeah, don't put that on there. You probably would attract the moose or a bear.
I'd rather smell like a caprese salad than an antipasto salad.
Oh, caloring lotion.
I have my leg contorted in a strange way. Actually, half virasana is very effective in sitting. You're like, sure.
Okay. How about aloe vera jelly? You know that? Or
jelly. Aloe vera jelly. Jelly.
G-E-L-L-Y, though.
G-E-L-L-Y?
It's not jelly. It's the gel of the aloe vera.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's really funny when you read these comments with this, though. It says, like, if you use the hydrocortisone cream, expect the symptoms to be slightly relieved. Reapply after four hours when the symptoms return full force.
Oh, no!
Okay, now, the comment 6 is honey.
Honey. I knew it. I knew there had to be honey.
Yep.
And then you can attract a different bee.
Okay, now, expect the cool and soothing sensation to alleviate the symptoms slightly for 30 minutes.
Oh, give me a break. So, a.k.a. don't bother.
Yeah, and the histamine cream, that only helps for slightly for 30 minutes.
Okay.
Benzocaine sticks. That works for slightly for 15 minutes. Okay, we're getting at the bottom of the barrel here. deodorant on it.
Are you serious?
Expect for the symptoms to be displaced instead of relieved.
What does that mean?
Oh, for crying out loud. If you put the deodorant on, it says the area immediately surrounding the skin will be soothed, but the area surrounding might get worse.
What the heck? And it'll smell good. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, now we're to raw onion.
Oh, dear. Well, I don't have... Raw onion?
Whole slice of raw onion on your skin at your own risk. Prepare for the possibility that symptoms will get worse and you'll smell.
The intern wrote this whole article.
But it says, prepare also for the possibility that the onion's juice will pull out some of the venom and the sting won't get as bad.
Ugh. Oops, I just rubbed my eye with my sting finger. Yeah, I've been touching my... Don't do that.
Okay, raw potato.
Oh, nope, don't have that.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning.
What about almond butter? Does that do anything?
Didn't say anything about almond butter. Let me see. Let's see what the first and second ones were.
Ice.
Okay, vinegar, baking soda...
Baking soda.
Okay, remedy 3 is vinegar, baking soda, and meat tenderizer.
No.
Number 2 is toothpaste.
I'm still not sold on toothpaste.
Number one is toothpaste.
Okay, wait a minute. She has toothpaste in her that is not like white? Like mine is really fancy, but hers is white. It's paste. Oh, and there's natural toothpaste too, like fennel toothpaste. That might work too.
What's that?
There's toothpaste that's fennel. It's like all natural fennel toothpaste. The fennel flavored.
Oh, huh.
It's not very delicious, but it wouldn't have anything crazy in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, it's making a stingy feeling.
Okay, this is what it says. Okay. The tingling action with toothpaste will make you feel like you're scratching the itch, which is relieving. Have to wait 15 minutes to see if it helps.
Then call your emergency dentist.
Yeah.
I like all the ones that are like, this will work for 30 minutes or not at all.
Okay, now the vinegar is supposed to help for... If you put vinegar, baking soda... I can't even talk. What am I saying? I've never said that before. Vinegar, baking soda, and meat tenderizer. If you wait 20 minutes for the symptoms to subside, they should disappear about an hour after application.
But I don't have meat tenderizer.
So that sounds like...
That sounds like a great idea for somebody else.
I think one of those three. So either vinegar or baking soda.
Oh, I thought it had to be like mixed up in a...
No.
Bunsen burner.
It does say meat tenderizer. It has to be M
contains the enzyme that can break down toxins in the bee venom.
Oh.
It makes you smell like an ammy.
It really hurts. Oh, that jerk bug. I might just go straight to the cortisone.
Did you try the toothpaste?
Not yet. I'm on the phone.
Oh.
Your help is delaying my help.
Okay, then put some on.
It's kind of weird, but I guess toothpaste is supposed to do.
It's the first one, and it works the fastest. It seems like it lasts the longest.
Yeah. It's true, though. Like, if I were to put my gel on, my, like, multi-dimensional alternate reality toothpaste, I don't think that would work very well.
I don't know either. Maybe not.
What does it say about mouthwash?
I don't know.
What about whiskey?
What?
Whiskey. Let's put a shot of whiskey on it.
Well, that was...
Seems like that would work, right?
For everything.
Yeah, just put some whiskey on it.
Oh, yeah, that's how if they did surgery in the old days, they poured whiskey on the wound before they cut it open or, you know, whatever.
Whiskey on the wound, whiskey down the gullet.
Whiskey on the gullet first, and then on the wound.
If that didn't work, they'd take a crowbar to the noggin.
Oh, my God.
You still awake, Cletus?
Yeah.
Talk to him again.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, life is hard. Hashtag season problems.
Oh, dear. Are there any bushes right by your door or anything?
Kind of, but I mean, this bee, no, he wasn't really hiding. It's like it was literally like he was some kind of burglar waiting for me to come home to steal, like, my electronic equipment or something. And I was standing there. I was just like, click, open the door, zap, got me. Didn't even say, like, hey, give me all your money. I mean, he just took off. I mean, he didn't even get anything. He didn't steal anything. He didn't get any money. He just...
Oh, he got blood.
He got blood. He ruined my night.
Oh, Susan. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to be able to stand on my foot very well. We'll see what happens. By tomorrow, it could be fine. I've had a couple of injuries, even when I hurt my foot really badly, which is fine, by the way, now. I thought I wouldn't even be able to stand up the next day, and then it hurt a lot, but I could stand up, so we'll see. Oh, boy.
Well,
thanks for looking stuff up.
Yeah, I'm surprised if I found anything useful.
Was there any pictures of, like, whoa, just have Ryan Gosling come to your house and he'll fix it for you?
No, fuck.
Too bad.
Didn't have that.
I guess I should put toothpaste on this now.
Okay, Sue.
All right, Ma.
I'll just call anytime.
I will. I'll call in the middle of the night. Hey, I will.
I know.
I think I've passed the point of, you know, going into some kind of anaphylactic shock, so that's good.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's probably safe.
We stayed on the phone long enough for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Benadryl.
You know,
and a painkill. Yeah. Oh, yeah, painkill. And Advil. And Vicodin. And Demerol. And
painkills.
And allotted.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, good night,
Sue. Okay. Good night.
Good night, John boy.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Every moral has a story. Not every story has a point. To sum up the wasp conversation, I would use just one word. Toothpaste. Thanks for listening.